And say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My husband.
And if he was talking about her, he'd say, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways they'd refer to each other?
Hubby.
Okay. And a woman whose husband is dead is called
a widow.
Okay. And the man whose child you are is your
father.
And his wife is your
mother.
And together they're your
mother and father.
Or your another name for that. Or your
mother and father, or your daddy and mother.
Okay, or together they're called
husband and wife. It's my parents.
Okay.
That's what you... I can't think too quick, Barbara.
Your father's father is called your...
grandfather.
And his wife is your...
grandmother.
What did you call your father?
Daddy.
And what about your mother?
Mama.
And your grandparents?
My grandpa... I call my grandma, grandma.
Uh-huh.
My grandpa, grandpa.
Okay. And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Carriage.
Okay. And you put the baby in the carriage and then you go out and...
and you stroll it.
Okay. And...
push it.
Say, if you had two children, you might have a son and a...
a daughter.
Or a boy and a...
a girl.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shape nose, you'd say that he...
he looks just like his father.
Okay. What if he has the same manners and the same behavior that his father?
Well, you say it's just like his daddy, I imagine, or father, whatever you expression you want to use. But
okay.
To me, it's just like his daddy, I'd say.
Uh-huh. And say
got
if
a
Bob,
temper just like his daddy, too.
Say if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say Bob what?
Grew this year.
Okay. And you say you certainly have?
Growing.
Huh?
He certainly has grown this year.
Okay. And if a child's misbehaving, you tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get
a spanking.
Okay. And
when a child grows around here, you know what the expression is?
What?
Grows like grass.
And say if a woman's going to have a child, you say that she's...
pregnant or she's expecting.
Mm-hmm. Do people used to use that word pregnant much?
No.
What would they say?
She's expecting.
Uh-huh. And...
she's with child.
Uh-huh. If they didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby.
There would be a midwife, but it was before my time.
What about a child that's born to a woman that's not married?
Out of wedlock.
Or the child would be called a...
oh, a bad name, honey.
What would they call it?
Oh, you really want me to tell you that, sweetheart? Well, it might sound so ugly on your tape. Ooh, I don't know if I should say that nasty word, not Barbara.
Do you ever hear a common expression like woods colt or bush child or anything?
No.
And your brother's son would be called your...
my brother's son, mm-hmm, would be my nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be a...
be an orphan.
Okay. And the person who's supposed to look after the orphan?
Well, if you're Catholic, the godparents are supposed to, or the closest relative to the family,
uh-huh,
either side.
Or that'd be called his legal...
legal, you could adopt a child.
Or it'd be his legal guardian.
Guardian.
Uh-huh. And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
no relation at all.
And somebody who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before.
He's a stranger.
Okay.